Okay, let's move on over here. Try to finish this malach and start the next one tomorrow. Okay, we're learning about not washing clothing or things like that, the materials on Shabbos. Now, wet laundry, clothing that are wet when Shabbos begins, are muktzah for the entire Shabbos. We didn't learn yet. But in the laws of muktzah, things that you're not allowed to move on Shabbos for various reasons, anything with what's muktzah when Shabbos began remains muktzah for the entire Shabbos, even if the reason doesn't apply. So therefore, garments that are wet, okay, that are, when Shabbos began, meaning at between Shkia and nightfall, which is called Bein HaShmoshes, the clothing are wet, so they remain muktzah for the entire Shabbos. But if somebody knows that they're for sure going to dry, we started talking this din yesterday at the end, but if you know for sure they're going to dry on Shabbos, for instance, you're going to put it into the dryer before Shabbos, and you know that the clothes will be dry on Shabbos. So then, besides the fact that we're learning about a dryer working on Shabbos, but as far as the clothes are concerned, because they're certain the clothes are going to be dry, then it's not a problem.
Or hanging on a line, knowing that it's going to be dry.
Then you don't know, because it might rain, it might not get, no, but still might not get wet. If it's hanging on the clothesline before Shabbos, and you know for sure it's going to dry, so then also would be the same. But you don't always know on the clothesline. Okay, so, you know, okay, to wrap it up, so to speak. If the fabric, you know, to saturate a garment, if you touch it with your hand, it's going to wring it out. The liquid is clear, you're not allowed to. Or if one that wants to wring it out, so then you're not allowed to either. Now, not only that, once a garment is saturated with wet, that is actually wet, you're not allowed to move it until it dries. Because anytime you're going to move it, it's going to squeeze out. So it's not until the clothing act or the material dries, it remains forbidden to once. But halacha says like this: it's a mishnah in Shabbos. If two people carry a wet garment, it's allowed.
It is.
But if one person carries a garment, even if it's not so wet, you're not allowed. Because two people remind each other of it, and they're going to hold it in a way that they're not going to squeeze it out. But one person, it doesn't work like that.
So you put a paper towel on your neck, you wash it each time.
Paper towel doesn't matter, because paper towel, number one, there's no din, because you're basically ruining it.
There's no din of schita with paper towel?
There is schita, okay. But how much water are you going to get on it?
You wash and you go from one end to the other.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It's not enough to be schita. It's going to get damp, yeah. It's going to get, but not enough to actually squeeze it out.
What about chemicals?
Like what?
A liquid chemical. It doesn't have water, but it is. Is that also the thing on water?
The same thing is cleaning, as far as clean, like dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay, dry cleaning is still cleaning.
But they are not using water.
It doesn't matter. If something is dirty and you go like this, even though it's dry, it's still cleaning. There's two aspects. There's cleaning aspect, and that could be done any way possible. If it's fabric on your shoes, because it's leather, you're allowed to pour water. You can't rub your shoes clean, but if there's a little dirt on there, you're allowed to pour a little bit of water because it doesn't absorb, and then because it's not cleaning. Again, it's not absorbed in the leather, but to rub it, that you're not allowed to. But any cleaning method whatsoever, liquid is worse because you might come to squeeze it too. So then you're doing actually two melachas. If somebody has a wet garment and they squeeze it out, they're actually desecrating two melachas in Shabbos. One is cleaning, because when you wring it out, the dirt comes out. And secondly, the melacha of squeezing. You're not allowed to squeeze liquid out of something that was absorbed in it on Shabbos. And therefore, for instance, let's say somebody has a sponge. See, this is a sponge, yeah? A sponge is material. We're not talking about a nylon sponge, you know, those plastic sponges. A regular sponge that you squeeze, you know? And somebody has it in the sink. and then somebody pours water on it, right? You turn on the faucet and water pours onto the sponge, that's cleaning on Shabbos. You're cleaning a material just by pouring water on it. Besides the fact that you're not allowed to use a sponge on Shabbos because it's going to squeeze the liquid when you wash something with a sponge, you're squeezing water out of the sponge. Unless if it's like a nylon sponge that are not very tightly closed together, then it's like here, which is rabbinically forbidden. But you have these nylon sponges that are, you know, spread apart, the nylon things. So those you're allowed to use on Shabbos. And therefore you can wash them. They don't get, they're not absorbed. There's not a problem with them. But it's there. I mean, I said, I'm going to paraphrase your question. I'm not doing it. I'm just turning on a light. The light goes on. I mean, what does it have to do with?
My intention is not to.
It doesn't matter what your intention is. It's for sure happening. You don't want to clean the sponge. I understand. But the bottom line is, it's for sure going to happen.
Again, you can't do anything with your sink then, right?
Well, you can take out the sponge carefully. No, if it's not sopping wet, or even if, yeah, you just take the part of it and you pick it up. What drips out on its own is not your doing.
Whatever you're going to grab, it's fine.
Yeah, but if mamish take a corner, that's even by a garment, so you could take a little corner of it, because that corner is minimal. When it's all together, it has much more liquid. That little corner is not going to do anything.
I mean, like, for example, we have filters in houses, or filters in Brita filters.
No.
I mean, the water is going in and coming, separating because there's a filter in there. It's going to happen inevitably.
You ask you, why isn't the melacha better?
Yes.
It's very simple. Because the din is something which is drinkable as is. And you're just doing it to make it more pure, there's no din of schita. There's no din of beirut. Beirut is when you're selecting bad from good. But if the water, you could drink the water without the filter.
Yes.
Right. All you're doing is make it purer.
Yes.
So then there's no din of beirut. I'll tell you where you have a problem. We mentioned this in the past. There was a time, I don't know what they're still doing in New York. New York has its own religion. There's no COVID in New York. There's no... They have their own
criteria.
So there was a time in New York there was bugs in the water. And therefore the Rabbanim in New York, most of them, came out, you're not allowed to drink the water without a filter. Even during the week. Because there's bugs in the water. Okay, so therefore you're basically not allowed to drink the water unless you have a filter. Because then it holds back the bugs. According to that, you cannot use those filters on Shabbos. Because you can't drink the water, and now you're making it drinkable. So that's bided. So I don't know what they did on Shabbos.
You're taking good from bad.
No, you're holding any time you strain. Straining is forbidden because you're separating the good from the bad, and you're taking away the... What? Okay, so you could do that, but I'm saying just to use the... To use this, now it wouldn't be a problem to wash your hands with that water, because you can wash your hands without with the bugs in the water.
What's wrong with the bugs?
There's a lot of protein. Yeah.
No, but according to the Rambam, unless it's a male and female,
the bugs, most of them are male and female.
How about this?
Why can't you drink the water? Where's the little Pesach? Bugs are not chametz.
Maybe there's chametz in the water too.
Let me ask you, chazer is chametzik?
Of course not.
Is there any difference year between eating chazer on Pesach or year round? Is there any difference?
There's no difference.
Okay, because chazer is not chametz.
If you eat chazer,
there's a
run from the lips.
Yes, for shtemakiv in the lippen.
Yeah.
But no, so then it's a problem of birded. If you can't drink the water, and then, but like this, anything that you're able to drink. Now, we learned already the din about hanging up clothing in a place where you normally hang up clothing because it looks like you washed them on Shabbos. So many poskim hold things that are normally dry cleaned, like suits, you know, pants, whatever, that are normally you don't wash them in a machine. You normally dry clean. So then when they're hung up, people are not going to think you washed them because those things are not washed. And that's the reason why you're not allowed to hang out clothing on Shabbos, is because people might think that you washed them, but clothes that are not washed, like what you call dry cleaning stuff, so then you can hang them up regular because we're not afraid people are going to say you washed them on Shabbos because you didn't. They got wet in the rainstorm.
Well, I think we had a thing that if there are shirts in a dresser, this color, you, on Shabbos you cannot go.
You have to take out which one you want.
Why is that?
Before Shabbos.
No.
You can't take out what you want.
What you want, you're allowed to separate good from bad.
Why is that not third?
But you can't do that Friday night for Shabbos morning.
Right.
Let's say there's somebody sleeping in the kid's room, and the kid has a bunch of dresses, and the mother wants to sleep in Shabbos morning. So Friday night, she wants to get the kids, after eating, she wants to go to the closet and take out the kids' dresses for the next day. So that you're not allowed to do, because even take good from bad must be done right before you're using it. So Shabbos morning, you can take out the dress that you want. But there's also a difference, though. If there's things, you can push things away. That's not burning.
You can move it,
because then you're like, it's like peeling the I'll give you an example. It's late, because I have to go. But Californians don't know what this is. There's something called winter coats. Okay. Now, when people go winter time to Shom Zachar, they come to the house, right? So there's a bed where everybody dumps the coat on. So there's 50 coats on a bed. Now you want to leave. And you happen to come earlier. So your coat's somewhere at the bottom. Now how are you supposed to get that coat? Okay, stop for now.